Hey guys, welcome back to the No Vex podcast. Okay,
sheesh.
We're here for another episode. You're here with your girl Auntie Faith, and also, who do I have here with me?
Hey, Cheaty, what's good? What's going on? We're here, man. We're back. I'm glad I have Faith back.
He missed me last episode.
I did miss her. I really did miss her. Like I was talking to my boy Azanti, and I was like, wait, where's Faith?
But she's back. She's back, man. I know y'all missed me too.
Yeah.
And today we wanted to do a host check-in. I think it's good, you know, to check in on each other sometimes.
Right.
How are you doing socially? How are you doing mentally, emotionally? Mm. How are things going on in your life?
Right.
So we wanted to do a host check-in just to remind you, our viewers, to always check in on your friends.
Always.
You know, it's important to always remind your people that you're there for them.
Always.
So, Chidi, how are you doing?
I love that. That's a great question.
Right?
I'm great. Life is literally... Today, as I'm sitting here, right in front of you, life's amazing.
That's good.
Why? Because I'm here, I'm alive, my family's here and alive,
Amen.
We're all healthy, my friends, my family, you know what I mean? Like,
Amen.
I like to boil things down to the basics, and I like to practice simple gratitude, and I mean, it kind of seems like I'm insane sometimes, but like, a lot of the times, but I feel like that just helps me get through it, honestly, like, practicing such simple things.
Yeah.
I mean, that aside, I'm good, though. Like, I'm good, I mean... Grateful, man. Like just to be able to wake up and
have breath
and you know,
Jesus, hallelujah.
Work and hang out with my friends, my family, do my hobbies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's like, you know, it's great. Yeah. What about you?
I think just living a life of gratitude is very important.
Right.
Because once you're able to be grateful for what you have, you can receive more.
Right.
And I am in that exact same boat. Just grateful for my family, for my friends, my support system.
Man.
I'm grateful to be able to wake up every morning, to be able to have all four limbs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like simple things.
Healthy. Like, healthy. Dude, literally.
Healthy.
Am I tripping or is it like literally the older you get, just the more grateful you get?
Oh,
seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still extremely young.
Yeah.
Anybody who's, honestly, in my opinion, anyone who's under 50 years old, it's like... is young. And he was under 60 years old is young.
So you're telling all... Wait.
Listen, hold on.
He said 50 first. So you're telling everybody that's 50 and above, you are old. Did you hear that? All our older, you know, audience.
Hey,
he's calling y'all old.
Old and seasoned, man. Seasoned vet.
There's nothing wrong with being old.
Exactly.
With great time comes great...
wisdom.
Amen.
What was I even going with that? What was I saying?
You were just talking about, you know, being grateful. This, the older you get, the more grateful you get.
Yeah, honestly, like, no matter what age you are, like, if you can lock in right now, even if you're 17, like, lock in and be like, dude, okay, cool, I might have gotten cut from my basketball team. I might not have gotten asked to the prom, you know, by my, you know what I mean? Like, that's a heartbreak, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I might not have gotten asked to the prom, but all my friends got asked to the prom, but like, life's good, man. Like, life is really good.
Yeah.
Life is really good.
Speaking of prom, let's talk about childhood.
Right.
Did you get asked to the prom?
No, because guys get asked to Sadie
Hawks. Oh, you're
right.
Did you
guys,
ask, that's what I say. Did you ask somebody else to the prom?
Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Oh, that's cute.
I didn't
get asked to prom.
No way. What?
It's because I was too cute for all them little boys.
Man, of course.
You know,
Where'd you grow up at?
So I grew up.
Give me a little biography.
I grew up in the Valley. You know where the Valley is? That's where I grew up.
Okay.
I was
which
born
valley?
In Nigeria, the San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But I grew up in the Valley. I went to a small high school, literally graduating class of 50 students.
What? From where? Like a private school?
No, it's not a private school. Charter.
Okay, charter.
So it's just really small, and then obviously from there, high school, same middle school, same community, then to college at UCLA.
Okay.
And then that's just how it was.
How was that? Like, you went from literally, like, super small schools to, like, one of the biggest universities.
Honestly, it was so hard because, like, at my middle school and high school, like, I knew who I was, you know? You have your identity, you know what place you have in that school.
Because
I feel like in high school and middle school, like, you all got a place, whether you're part of the jocks.
Right.
You're part of the nerds.
Right.
You're
the athletes.
Cheerleader, you know? Like, everybody got a place, and I knew my place. This is my place. I'm staying there. But then you get to a college where there's, like, thousands of people in one class. What's my place?
Right. I mean, yeah.
I'm no longer a cheerleader.
Yeah.
I'm no longer the smartest person in the classroom. Who am I?
Yeah.
Crisis. Like, literally.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And so I was like, first year was hard because I said, okay, what is my community? Who is my community? Who am I supposed to be around? And then it really gets you thinking, like, what is my place in life?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
And dude, you know that exact feeling? I feel like people, a lot of people, the vast majority of us, we carry that outside when we when we graduate from college.
Yeah.
And then we go into the real world, and it's like we're in our day-to-day jobs, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're doing our hobbies or whatever, mm-hmm. even if you're great, you know, able to do that. And then you're kind of like, you take a step back sometimes, and you're like, damn, like, what
is my place?
Yeah, where am I at? What is my place?
And that leads to imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Because then you don't know where you fit in, so then you just don't think you fit in, period.
Right.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, then why am I here? Because I don't think I'm meant to be here.
Yeah.
And then you start feeling bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was tough, freshman and sophomore year, because I'm trying to figure it out. And then that's how I started to get into more of my community. I'm a very big advocate of culture.
Oh, right.
Like, I grew up around a lot of Nigerians.
Good.
So I said, okay, now I'm going to just join NSA, Nigerian Student Association.
Okay.
Like, let me just be a part of the guys. I'm already Nigerian.
In high school or in college?
In college.
Okay.
This is like, that's the one thing I know.
Right. It's being Nigerian.
I'm Nigerian.
No matter what.
No matter what. At least I know that.
Yeah.
Let me go into that. And so I just dove right into that.
Mm.
Got into board, became president junior and senior year. And then that's literally what helped me figure out who I was in life.
So you were president of your NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How was that?
Miss President, you know.
Jeez. Talk to her nice. Talk to him. How was it?
It was tough. Anybody that is leading a student organization right now in university, I applaud you. That thing's not easy. Because the school expects you to do finances. The school expects you to figure out, you know, all the different events you're going to do by yourself.
Nah.
The school expects you to basically do everything. And you have no idea how to do it all.
Right.
Like, You have a team, though, right?
You have a treasurer, secretary.
Of course,
secretary,
you have a whole board, of course, to help you out. But it's like we're all trying to figure it out together at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So that was one of the biggest challenges, like figuring out how to put on one of our biggest events, which is our culture show.
Right.
That a lot of people come.
Yeah.
And then free food for everybody. I have to feed all of you. I give you a show.
Right.
With what money?
It's crazy.
Exactly. So that was fun. That was something that, like, really helped me out, finding an identity. And I think that's something that, you know, goes along with what we're discussing here today, checking in on people. Like, when you check in on someone, and when people check in on you, like, that helps you out with figuring out who you are. You know, your community is who you are. Your friends are who you are.
Family.
I'm not just me.
Yeah.
The reason I'm Faith is because of my family.
Man. Yeah.
It's because of my friends.
Real talk.
Because of the people that I have day-to-day interactions with.
Right.
That's my identity.
Deep.
So, Chidi, what is your identity?
My identity? I mean, that's a good question. My identity is cliche, but it's Chidi. You know, I am somebody who wakes up every day with a smile on their face.
You do. Chidi loves to smile. He loves to see
smiling. I'm always going to...
Do you even have bad days? Like, what is a bad day?
Dude, people I work with, they ask me that. Like they're literally... Like, they'll be like, hey, what's up? Like, how you doing? I'm like, I've never been better.
Hmm.
And they're like, wait, but X, Y, and Z just happened to you. What the fuck do you mean? Yeah. It's like, dude, like... I'm going to say it because it's true.
It happens.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You got to move on.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, identity-wise, you know, I grew up in such a loving family, you know what I mean? Like from the top of the tree, from my grandma to my mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mom, my dad, my grandparents, my siblings, you know, my friends, everybody. Like I've just been overflowed with love, you know, and support. So,
yeah.
I would say that's what's really built my identity, you know. So, I have a lot of love to give, and I do, you know, I do that, you know what I mean? Like, I do that, I try to do that, like, whether it's just saying, hey, good morning to somebody, you never know what they can be going through, you know what I mean? So,
as in
small things like that, dude.
Do you think your career is a part of your identity? Because that's something I'm trying to figure out now.
Mm-hmm.
As someone whose future goal is to go into medicine, right? And then navigating that, like, medical route, people that are into that, you would know that thing is difficult. It's not an easy task.
Mm.
Now, is that part of my identity?
Mm.
My career.
Right. I mean, I hope that everybody would do something that they genuinely love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not just for the love of the money. Because, like,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
medicine, whether it's a nurse, doctor, NP, whatever it is, it's like, and anything in between, it's a lot of money.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I hope that people are doing it for the right reasons.
Of course.
You know, not just for the money. Because if you're doing anything for the money,
it's never going to work.
It's eventually going to wear off, no matter how much money it is.
We saw that with COVID when it was like a lot of physicians, even though there was like a lot of physician burnout and things like that, a lot of them quit as well.
Right. Why?
Because they were like, I don't think I can lay my life down for somebody else.
Right.
During COVID, essentially, it's like you're going to work not knowing who you were going to approach that day, not knowing whether you were going to get COVID or some other bacteria or something that's also going out there. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I think it was a pinnacle moment for people in the medical field because they realized, oh, I'm really just laying my life down for someone else. And then I have to go home and my family might even
catch you were still, how long have you, when did you decide you wanted to go into medicine?
Oh, since I was a baby.
Since you were a youth. You came out no, firstborn. Your mom was like,
firstborn. That's a lot. Did I even have thoughts when I was born? No, I remember one of the first Christmases I remember in the U.S., my mom got me this medical kit. Mm-hmm. With a stethoscope, and it had the, like, fake needles and stuff like that. Right. And that's when I was like, yeah, I want to be a doctor. I would go around, like, with it, putting it on.
I know your mom has photos and videos.
That's literally, like, the time that I could remember, like, I want to be a physician. And at that point, I didn't care how it was going to get me there. Mm. It was just like, this is what I want to do. And I didn't even think of it as a big deal. I was just like, I want to be a doctor. Like, you see doctors everywhere. Yeah. You see nurses everywhere.
Yeah.
But then getting to college, you're like, oh, it's no easy to know.
You're like, this is why people don't become doctors.
Exactly. Right. This is why there are few doctors. This is why there's even fewer black doctors. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that journey has been trying.
Right.
Because when you take a step forward, some things are bringing you back.
Right.
Like, yeah, okay, I finished undergrad, but now I have to take the MCAT. Oh, yeah. Back.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, my brother's going through it right now. Right? Yeah, he's, you know, he finished his year two, so now he's, like, studying for step one. Yeah.
Even when you're in it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm in medical school. I made it. Oh, now step one. Oh,
my God.
Okay, after step one, step two. Exactly, Then I have to apply to residency.
Mm-mm. You know, that's kind of the, so in my on my path of kind of like what I want to pursue is, you know, kind of in the political realm of things.
Okay.
Just last year, a year and a half ago now, I ran for school board, you know, in the district that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Came really close. Yeah. You know, I was about 400, 500 votes short, which is great. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that L is one of those L's that was very needed.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Propels you.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be the one that propels me forward for next time I run. So. Yeah. Save this video. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Save the date.
President. Like, what?
Yeah, so, dude, I in that realm of politics, or just, you know, community giving. I don't even like saying politics because politics has such a negative connotation. Like, anything when it comes to, like, community.
Being there for your community. Yeah, exactly. So that was your reason for going into politics.
Pretty much, Like, I've always just been, like, really invested in my community, whether it's, like, you know, building different projects in my city or doing X, Y, and Z back home in Nigeria, going to a medical mission in Nigeria and, you know, things like that.
Yeah. And you can even see it because, like, you didn't even start out, like, big, like, oh, I want to run for mayor or something like that. Right. You started out, like, something that you can control, you know, something that's, like, this is actually going to impact people.
Right.
Because I feel like when people think of politics, they think of the big people, the
big shots. The mayor, the governors, senators.
Mm-hmm. But it's, like, the people that are making day-to-day decisions in your schools, schools.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I mean?
Dude.
Those are the ones that need to really be checked.
Dude, when it comes to the school board, I don't think people understand the power that the school board has. Those five trustees that sit on as board members have all of the power. Me, personally, I'm not a parent yet. Mm-hmm. I just know that if I was a parent, I would want my kids decision, like their future, to be at least dictated by people who have not only been in their shoes, but people that genuinely care about them. You know what I mean? Like, I genuinely do care about kids. That's my main thing. Like, I want children. Like, I want the kids that I was in their seats not too long ago. I'm like, I was just in high school. I was just graduating college. I'm like, dude, like, you know, I want the best. Yeah. I want the best for
them.
And
it makes sense for someone around our age to be in that seat because, like, the older you get, the further away you get from that, you know, like, that part of your life, like high school and college and even middle school. It makes more sense for someone that's, like, our age to be in that position because it's, like, we were just there not too long ago. So we know exactly what's needed for them to help them in this small stage that they're in to be able to get to university and even finish university because we've done that.
Absolutely. It literally makes me wonder, like, somebody who's 50, 60, 70, why are you doing it? You know what I mean? Like, are you doing it for your selfish motives that we don't know, or are you doing it to actually help the community?
I feel like you're out of touch at that point.
You are.
You don't know what's going on TikTok or Instagram. Those are what the kids are watching.
You're out of touch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're completely out of touch.
So it does make sense because it's like, these are the people that can actually impact our community.
Yeah.
So vote in your local election. No,
seriously.
Like, no, it's not even a political thing, yeah, but like, no, literally, absolutely. Vote in your local elections.
And
because the president's not going to come down here and say, this is book is what your kids are going to read in
exactly.
school.
No.
It's
going to be the school board members who vote unanimously amongst themselves. Yeah. And guess what? If you have five people who are from one demographic versus some diversity,
Speak on it.
It's always going to come out to the same exact thing. Right. And you wonder why, you know, there are bad things happening in schools nowadays. Right. It's bad, you know.
From security.
So, oh man, from everything, dude.
To what they're actually teaching the kids.
Exactly. Curriculum is everything's just crazy.
What the teachers are getting paid.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my days.
As in, should I go into politics too?
Girl, no. I'm like, wait, face sound off.
You know what I mean? But it's passionate because it's like it's about community. And like I said too earlier, that was something that impacted me in college community. Because your community, again, identity, that is who you are.
So is that why you wanted to be a doctor? Is to like actually improve your community as well?
The reason I want to be a doctor is to advocate for my community. And my community, I'm sorry if this makes anybody feel bad, is specifically Black people. Mm-hmm. If I want to make it more specialized, Black women, I want to be an OBGYN.
Wow,
that's beautiful. Because Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die during their maternity journeys. Mm-hmm. So while giving birth, even postpartum. And that's something I think we need to really address, especially in the U.S.
Yeah, sure.
Because why is that happening?
It's no reason.
Like, medically, why is it happening? Why is it that a Black woman is crying out saying that she doesn't feel well? And the doctor is saying, well, it's just because you just had a baby, you know, let's just, maybe there's a blood clot in her body.
Yeah.
And that could lead to death. Little things like that they don't really look into because systematically in this country, Black people are deemed as more strong.
Tougher, yeah. That's
like you can handle it.
It's terrible.
Like pain is not really talked about when it comes to people that look like us.
Yeah.
And that is the reason I want to go into medicine. Wow. So if any medical school, like, that's my why.
Talk to me. Talk to me.
But, like, that's the community that I want to specifically serve. It might sound a little selfish because I am a Black woman.
Right.
But it's like, I want to do it for my sisters.
Yeah.
I want to do it for people who didn't do it, for my mother, for my aunts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's
Oh my gosh, that is so great. Let's give a round of applause. Hey, that is so good.
But
man.
Yeah, like
so
community
good.
Is everything. That's who you are.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, we even have this Novex podcast.
Exactly.
To create a community in the diaspora. So we can talk about things like this.
Yeah.
Talk about things that affect us as a community. We don't have a space for that.
We don't. There's not. And that's why I'm so grateful for whenever we're able to sit down in front of each other and, you know, sit in front of the mic and
have
really
this
just
conversation.
Break bread and talk. Yeah, seriously.
And let people know about who we are and talk more so about things that really impact us.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad you're able to speak about that politics thing because I feel like that's going to touch a lot of people who are interested in politics who don't know where to start.
Right.
Do you want to give something out to them? Let them know, like, where do I start as a Black man who is interested about advocating for my people? Where can I start to actually be there for my community?
I would say start where you live, you know, start where you grew up. And, you know, even if it's something as small as going back to the elementary school that you went to or going back to the middle school that you went to and, you know, visiting the teachers and going to an event and just talking to the kids because that's what's important, talking to them. And then from there, you just grow. So you'll be talking to the kids and then you'll be able to build relationships with them and the teachers and build with schools and build with businesses and organizations. And then before you know it, then you're almost like a news hub in your city. And then, you know, everything's positive. You're giving positive information, positive outlets, positive, just everything. Yeah. You know, it takes a lot of time and dedication, which is why no one does it. But, you know, if you want to advocate in your community, it's hard work, but, you know, it can be done. It's just consistency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's great advice, too. Yeah. Honestly, that's going to definitely help somebody out there.
Thank you.
If you want to be there for your community, go do it. Don't let anything stop you.
Absolutely.
Because your community is who you are.
Absolutely. And, lastly, you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a big time. Okay, you're already on the way. But you, lastly, going to be a big time hot shot doctor.
Dead serious.
You're going to be a doctor?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, being Nigerian, you know how many kids are from middle school knowing that they want to be nurses, doctors, even lawyers, engineers, anything, right? You just happen to be going down the doctor field.
Mm-hmm.
What is your advice to somebody who's watching that wants to go down the medical field and, you know, be a nurse and or a doctor? Like, it can be anything. What's your advice?
My advice is do not give up. because the medical field is something that is daunting. Like that journey, if you really look into it, you see how many years it takes you to get there. You're like, dang, I have to do X amount of years just to become what I want to become.
Right.
Just to help people at the end of the day. I understand it's a lot of education and things like that. But sometimes I feel like systematically there are things that could be done to make it, you know, condensed. Don't give up. Persevere, because it will be worth it at the end of the day.
Right.
Even me, I'm still in the journey, but I have to remind myself every day, Faith, there's a reason you want to do this.
Right.
Continue to do this.
Right.
And when you continue, you'll see the joy in it. Right. You know, just continue to see a joy in it. Little by little, you understand, okay, this is, there's a reason why I'm doing this.
Right.
So just don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. It's that simple. Don't give, like, literally, as long as you don't quit in something in life, your chances are you're probably going to make it, honestly. As long as you don't doubt yourself.
You have the faith.
If I'm telling you, faith. I'm telling you. As long as you don't doubt yourself, as long as you don't, you know, keep negative people around you who are going to weigh you down. Yeah. I was like, dude, you're going to achieve whatever it is you put your mind to.
Yeah.
That's for anything. That goes for anything.
So. Oh, my gosh. This is such a good conversation. I feel like I just got free therapy.
Hey, man. Listen, man.
As
a... No deductible.
Let me cut my insurance.
Like...
Boost my insurance. Thank you guys for listening to this episode. We had a great conversation about identity, about who we are, about our community. And I hope this touches somebody out there to remember, don't give up. You know, your community is who you are. And you're going to go far in this life.
Amen. You said it. Just, you know, stay dedicated. No matter what you do, continue to smile, be nice to people, be kind. And just be kind, man. I think kindness and gratitude will always win. I love the saying. Sorry, let me end it with this. I love the saying, nice people finish last. Nice guys finish last. It's just so wrong. Nice people always finish first. It's insecure people who think that, you know, nice guys finish last. I'm telling you, man, like, if you're nice, you're going to win.
Yeah.
You're going to win. And no matter what you do, it'll, if you're nice, you're going to win. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely, man.
So thank you all for tuning in. Catch us next time on No Vex Podcast.
Until next time. Cheers.